cliffcentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is The Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makoko-Clela. Welcome, Lions.
Thank you, Gary, for having me. Dumela to our podcasters and Good. Our guest.
Yep. Today, we are delighted to host one of my very favorite guests. It's Kalyani Pillay. You remember Kalyani from some time ago. She was with us before. Yeah,
from Sabriko.
Yeah, Sabriko, exactly. She's the CEO of the South African Banking Risk Information Center, known as Sabriko. And great welcome to you.
Thank you, Gary, and definitely a good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you for this. Let me just tell our listeners what you're all about. You have a BA from the University of Durban Westville and an LLB from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. You've served as Special Director of Public Prosecutions with the National Prosecuting Authority under...
Vusi Pikoli.
That's right. Yes. And now you're the boss of the South African Banking Risk Information Center. Excellent. You've got so many things to alert us to, but today I think we're going to confine ourselves to something that we all find, well, I do, particularly interesting, and I know that our listeners will. It's about online dating scams.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, you know, while many people use the internet and use the digital platform to try and develop relationships or find friendship, maybe even a perfect match, unfortunately, cyber criminals use those very platforms to scout for their victims. So a very unfortunate situation, Gary, because people not only lose money, but they also lose self-esteem. So it's really, really a very unfortunate situation.
Before I let you go on about what's going on, tell us about the South African Banking Risk Information Center called Sabriko. And before I let you do that, we omitted to give out our
Twitter handle, yeah, and
Twitter
Facebook
handle and all the rest. Lion, yeah. Do you want to give out the Twitter handle?
Oh, it's @Hertzlaw, Hertzlaw. And you can also touch base with us on Facebook, The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg. Please do comment and just like the page and give us any topics that you'd like us to talk about.
Our email address, law@cliffcentral.com.
That's right.
Kalyani, yeah, let's go back to what's going on out there.
You know, a very unfortunate, but, you know, we've been picking this up over a long time. So what happens is that you have these criminal syndicates who actually go on to legitimate dating sites, a very popular thing. I mean, just for 2016, I think the U.S. had posted figures of about 49 million people actually going on to dating sites to try and find friends and matches. And, of course, the perpetrators know this, so it's a huge opportunity for them to try and find victims. So what they do is they actually go onto these websites. They register themselves. They create profiles, obviously all completely fictitious. And they use that opportunity to trawl these sites to try and find their victims. And very often what they also do is they develop profiles so that it matches particular victims that they're targeting. So they know they're looking for a particular kind of person. And obviously they look for people who they think would have money and people who they'd be able to get money out of. And so they start this online relationship. And also what happens is that, and just to give the listeners an idea of how bad it is really, especially when I talk about how people's self-esteem is destroyed. So they sit around a room, they find a space somewhere, they sit around, they have a whole lot of computers around the desk. They work 24/7, they work a shift. It's different people all the time. And yet the poor victim actually thinks that they're talking to someone who they've now suddenly found an ideal match, and you start sharing personal things. And And they the perpetrator then goes ahead and ensures that they socially manipulate people. So it's just really about social engineering again. Manipulate them into believing that they've got this great friendship. They start telling them personal things. Because, you know, as human beings, we always, the trust is a really important thing. When you get compliments, we get all warm and fuzzy because that's how we are. We love it when someone tells us we look great.
Or you look great, Kalyani.
And so, you know, it's that kind of thing. They know exactly what kind of comments to make that will elicit the response that they actually want. And so then they then get the person to a position that they actually want them to.
It's
so
men on women and women on men. It's both,
it's,
isn't it?
It's actually both.
I think the perception is that there's more men trying to entice women.
Yes. Yeah. I think the men are a little shy to come up and say, look, yeah, we've been scammed by a woman or purporting to even be. Because the sad part is that you actually don't know who you're talking to. You think you're talking to, well, if it's a female, they think they're talking to a male or to whoever it is that they've identified as a potential partner. But it actually ends up being more than one person. You're actually communicating with a whole host of person, whoever sits on that particular chair.
Where do they get the picture and from, the good-looking picture?
They can pick up pictures. There's so much on the net these days. You can go around. And also, those are the things to look out for, Gary. Yeah. When you find a picture that looks too good to be true, when you see this body that looks so great, you should start to worry. Also, I mean,
are you on an internet site, Lionel?
Not, but I know of the story because Mamba actually had a publication similar to what she's actually saying right now. Because there was a lot of there was a time in South Africa where men to men or gay killing was so out of control that you, when they actually investigate the cases, they find that the people actually met these people online, where then the people tend to lie. What I also know is that people tend to really sell things, well, unreal things to other people or potential people to just to entice them, such as sending nude pictures and so forth. And as gay people, because we love the anacondas, then we'll go, oh, here's my perfect mate because I've got a challenge. Then you try to get into it and only to find it's not real.
No one is immune from this, Carl. Yeah, no, it's a gay community, and everyone,
No, anybody. I mean, anybody. It's not about whether it's male, female, or same sex. It's really about people using this whole relationship thing. And because they know that they're communicating with vulnerable people, usually somebody who goes onto the site is really hoping to find some friendship and genuinely looking for that kind of relationship. So the things that we say to bank clients, really, because that's who we're talking to, talking to anybody, actually, we say to them, please look out for a couple of signs. So some of the telltale signs that will help people determine whether this is a scam or not is that very often the perpetrator, for one, has this amazing picture, looks just really great, always has some sad story. So they tend to purport to be very open, to be sharing their personal details, often stories of great tragedy, somebody's very ill, spouse died, kids might have been involved in an accident. They work in very exotic jobs, so they're always working abroad. They're either working on some ship or in the Navy or in the Army or some oil rig. And then as the time goes on and they get the person to the point that they actually want them to be in, where they believe now this is great, they're emotionally hooked in, they then would, as an example, I mean there's many, they'd say they're coming to visit. And of course you get so excited because now the relationship is going to another level and you're going to physically actually meet the person. And then they at the last minute would say they're so sorry, but their monies are tied up in their bank account in the country that they actually are residing, but now that they're working abroad, can't get access to it, and it almost looks like now they're not going to come. And then of course the woman either volunteers to pay for this and on the hope or on the promise that the money will be refunded and returned, or else they're paying for the operation of some sick family member. And you know, this goes on for months on end till they get them to that point. And sadly, you know, we sit here and we think, oh my gosh, how can anybody be so silly and how can they be taken in by it? But unfortunately, there are thousands of people who've actually become victims.
It's not only the naive and uneducated.
No, not at all.
Some very clever people.
Absolutely.
But the emotions get swallowed up into all this. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
You fall in love with someone.
It's the play on the emotion.
Yeah.
So really, that's what we say with social engineering. They really manipulate
Kalyani, who is SABRIC?
Is the South African Banking Risk Information Center, Gary. And we are a not-for-profit organization established by the four major banks in South Africa. And we assist the banking sector fight organized crime. The collaboration really quite a unique model in the world, and I see a number of jurisdictions starting to also form such collaborations. And it's interesting that competitors actually come together around a table, because we don't see fighting crime as a competitive advantage. And currently, SABRIC has 19 banks, South African licensed banks, that are part of us. Mm-hmm. We have two of the major cash and transit companies and one private ATM service provider.
Excellent. We're going to continue this discussion next week. I'll tell you why. Because the courts have dealt with one or two people that I know of that have been arrested and apprehended on these kind of scams.
Yes.
But what I don't like is that people have kind of got away with, if I can use the term murder, they've got away with suspended sentences. I'm going to discuss the law with you when we hook up next week.
Sure.
I know that there's one person that was tried by the Specialized Crimes Court, I think, Commercial Crimes
Yes.
Court. And they did some deal with the prosecution, and he walked away with a suspended sentence after having diddled one or two women out of a lot of money. We'll talk about that
sure.
next week. You will join us again and come back, and we'll take this discussion a little further.
Most certainly, Gary. Thank you.
Many thanks. Kalyani Pillay, the CEO of South African Banking Risk Information Center. Many thanks for coming through to Rivonia, to our studios.
An absolute pleasure, Gary. And I think your listeners should actually go onto the SABRIC website as well to get more information.
Excellent. There's a lot more that we're going to talk about over the weeks. That you can help us with from a scamming point of view. Many thanks, Kalyani.
Thank you very much.
Much appreciated. CliffCentral.com.